What's kicking, chicken? It's March 11th, 2024. I'm Kim, and the frog of the week is the lovely poison frog. This frog is native to the Caribbean coasts of Nicaragua, Costa Rica, and Panama. It is black in color, with two yellow, gold, orange, or turquoise stripes running from the tip of its nose down its back. Its legs are marbled with black and gold, green, blue, or white. They knew what they were doing when they named this frog. It really is quite lovely. Now, far be it from me to deprive you all of the full Darch experience. But I must admit that the lovely poison frog is known for being less toxic than other species of dart frogs, and is not typically used by local cultures to poison blowgun darts. In fact, some populations of lovely poison frog have not been found to secrete any toxins at all. The call of the lovely poison frog is a high trilling sound. I think it sounds like a whistle, but one source I saw described it as similar to running a hand across an inflated balloon. I'm not sure what kind of birthday parties that guy is going to, but I suppose we all experience life differently. Once a male and female frog couple up, they work together to create a nest in the leaf litter on the forest floor. Then, when the eggs hatch, the male transports the tadpoles to a body of water by carrying them on his back. He can carry 5 to 10 tadpoles at a time. That's one strong dad. I like this frog because it shows that someone's reputation isn't always accurate to who they are. Who's the toxic one now, society? And that's the frog of the week. Thank you to Lexi for recommending the lovely poison frog. As always, you can find us at frogpod.online or on Blue Sky or Tumblr at the links in the show notes. Thanks for joining us. See you next week.